it's like to be loved by you. I will be loved by you.
I have dreamed. That's done by Tom Jones. No, that should be done by the Tom Jones Fan Club, the Crocker Amazon branch, because every Friday night they dream. The camera pans down his bod, and they dream.
A.W. Golden Gate, welcome.
A.W., welcome singer Marilyn May. God love you, Marilyn. She's great. Opening an engagement tonight at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. Big San Francisco greeting from
91.
We are doing a recent vaudeville die today, I think. Yes, and I will probably bring back an old W.C. Fields sketch.
Oh, good.
Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Let me hear your W.C. Fields.
No, you'll do W.C. Fields, I'll be the straight.
Zowie, have you heard about our King for a Day contest? Well, gals, you put the name of your favorite male, husband, boyfriend, brother, father, on a postcard and send it to King for a Day, care of Lloyd Walters, KNEW, Post Office Box 910, San Francisco. Monday, we'll draw six of those cards, and I'll take those six guys to the Playboy Club on Tuesday for lunch, libations, and the NFL highlight film. Plus, one of the six will win the grand prize. He'll have his hair cut and styled in his office by one of America's most beautiful barbers, Patricia Fripp of Sebring's of San Francisco. Now, you ask, but what if the winner is bald? Well, after he gets one look at Patricia Fripp, he will immediately grow hair on every inch of his body, also on his briefcase and the Landau roof of his automobile.
You're nice people calling up saying, I don't know, you're going to try and make it back Monday, Rick. Yes, I am. I don't care what the dentist says. I don't care what kind of gauze and packing everything out of my mouth. I may have to do the whole show like Gabby Hayes, but really? That'll destroy Ron Lyons. What'd he do, you know? Hey, Roy, if you live the outdoor life, you'll be happy to know there now exists a private hunting, fishing, riding club for families who could never afford it before. It's called Rancho Tehama Reserve. You can park your trailer or camper and hunt and fish in private. 30 miles of horseback riding through meadows and woods. There's your own sparkling lake, alive with bluegill, crappie, and bass.
That's right, Dale, catch a fish.
Salmon, trout, and steelhead nearby. Wonderful hunting nearby for deer, pheasant, quail, geese, and ducks. You and your family share 4,100 acres in this exciting hunting, fishing, riding, camping club with your own guarded gate and clubhouse. Right now, you can own a full one-acre home site at surprisingly low prices on very easy terms. You can build a cabin or bring in your camper or trailer to a beautiful site on a hill and meadowland and woods or beside a stream or a fishing lake. You may have a family guest card free and all the information. All you have to do is write for it to Rancho, care of KNEW, P.O. Box 910, San Francisco. If you have terrible handwriting or you can't wait, then call 391-9400. Even collect. They'll pick up the tab. 391-9400.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe.
Someday. Johnson.
It's only make-believe, Glenn Campbell from KDW, and I have a quickie here for Ron Reynolds to answer. I'll put you on the spot. They're going to make the very first nude Dracula movie.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's already. Actually, here it opened yesterday. It's called The Vampire Lovers. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'll think about that for a while.
Okay.
Around the world and here in the Bay Area, doctors and nurses from the Hope Ship make people well. Then they teach them to take care of themselves. Help with your dollars to Project Hope, care of Postmaster, San Francisco. Ron Lyons, I'll be talking with you.
Yeah, but when? When, Ron? When? That's what we're all asking. It's 5 minutes before 10. We're about to do The Reason Vaudeville Died, but I wanted to hit you with something, Ron Reynolds. You realize that Count Dracula's never been to a dentist? What's so funny
about
that?
How do you know?
Well, otherwise they would have corrected his bite.
Here's the reason Vaudeville died.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, yes. Is that Peabody, Finchley, Longworth, and Fitzgerald?
Hello, yes. This is Peabody, Finchley, Longworth, and Fitzgerald.
Are you sure this is Peabody, Finchley, Longworth, and Fitzgerald?
Peabody, Finchley, Longworth, and Fitzgerald.
Good.
Yes,
good.
What can I do for you?
I want to speak to Mr. Smith.
What's the sense of paying more than you have to pay? If you're not shopping Lucky Discount, come on over. Because when Lucky says discount, they mean low, everyday discount prices. Every day.
Put your savings in a Lucky bag. What's the sense of paying more than you have to pay? Put your savings in a Lucky bag. Lucky discounts the way. Every day, Lucky discounts the way.
Jerusalem, as done by Herb Alpert from KDW. Well, this is Rick Cimino. Got to go. I'll have tomorrow with you, and then I'll be up there nursing my wounds. Another fellow who's nursing his wounds, and is all the better for it, Ron Reynolds will be here. I was going to ask you, too bad this isn't Aunt Flanders Day, whether or not we could comment on picking a lover your husband can admire. Count Marco suggests if you're going to have a lover, that he should be. You women have a lover. It should be somebody your husband would like, you know, might like to go fishing with on weekends and like that. Well, I don't know about you, Rob, but personally, if I was going to admire a lover, I would admire one with a large chest, let's say.
90 wonderful K-N-E-W in beautiful downtown Oakland and San Francisco.
K-N-E-W News, anytime, any place. The Barney Lee Edition.
Here is the news this morning. John Fraser has been arraigned in Santa Cruz Superior Court on a grand jury indictment charging him with 5 counts of murder. Fraser is accused of slaying Dr. Victor Ota, his wife, 2 sons, and a secretary at Ota's Soquel home on October 19th. Fraser appeared this morning before Judge Charles Frenich in a heavily guarded courtroom at Santa Cruz. On that on-again, off-again extension of the Mideast ceasefire, this report from Metro Media's Mike Eisgrau.
Israeli Foreign Minister Ivan told the UN General Assembly that his country will not sit down to Arab-Israeli peace talks because Egypt has raised a new massive military threat. Specifically, that in violation of the Suez ceasefire agreement, Egypt, with Soviet aid, has brought between 500 and 600 SAM-2 and 3 missiles into the ceasefire zone, said Ivan.
When the agreement came into force on August the 7th, there were 17 SA-2 missile batteries within the standstill area. On October the 14th, there were about 90. How can a new agreement be negotiated while an existing agreement is torn up under our eyes?
Ivan's speech came in reply to the Egyptian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Riyad, who had requested and started the General Assembly debate on the Mideast, allowing it to overflow its usual boundaries in the Security Council. Mike Eisgrau at United Nations headquarters in New York.
And a grisly story this morning from Long Beach. A sailor who said he had only done a favor was booked on suspicion of murder today and the strangling of a shipmate. William J. Postal, who is 22, told police his friend, 20-year-old John Baker, didn't want to live anymore. Officers said Postal and Baker had been drinking before the incident. Postal, who said he was doing Baker a favor, allegedly tried to strangle Baker with his hands first, and when that failed, he used the victim's uniform kerchief. Both men were signalmen on the destroyer USS Theodore Chandler. KNEW's Karen Stanley talked with Assemblyman Bagley on an Unruh claim of a hot and heavy campaigning.
Jeff Unruh has been accused of trying to phony up the issues by offering a tax reform program which would end up raising taxes. Republican Assemblyman William Bagley said Unruh intends to close tax loopholes.
Come up with, by all of these so-called loophole closing operations, all of which are worthwhile. You come up with $408 million, and obviously he's got a $1.1 billion gap. And we refer to this, as you know, as Jess Unruh's Sky in the Pie tax relief program. See, and there's $1.1 billion of blue sky in his proposal.
Bagley also charged Unruh with voting for a bill similar to one he blasted the governor for having signed. Karen Stanley, KDW News at the Capitol.
Before coming west, President Nixon said back east that the big spenders will be big losers. Gary Axelson, Metro Media News reports.
The president is hitting hard on the economy issue as he campaigns in the Midwest. At the Mount Prospect High School outside Chicago, Mr. Nixon told his audience that he is supporting only those government programs that are absolutely necessary.
There are others, however, that go far beyond what we need, which involve runaway, irresponsible spending. Now, the big spenders think that they are going to be the big winners on November 3rd. Well, they're going to be the big losers because the people are tired of big spenders in Washington, D.C.
The GOP has been calling liberal Democrats big spenders. Among those who have received that label is Mr. Nixon's 1968 opponent, Hubert Humphrey. As part of today's swing, the president is campaigning against Humphrey, who's leading Republican Clark McGregor in the Minnesota Senate race. This is Tom Girard traveling with the president.
President Nixon is speaking tonight with Senator George Murphy at a rally in San Jose. It will be Mr. Nixon's only Northern California appearance during the campaigning. The business news, the stock market has given up all of its first hour advances at noon, but turnover remains light on the New York Exchange. 30 industrials down 2.60, 65 stocks down 0.74. And in sports, Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn is expected to have something to say about the Curt Flood incident today. Washington owner Bob Short said yesterday the controversial outfielder will play with the Senators next season. Kuhn has a press conference scheduled for this afternoon. Bay Area weather, fair, little temperature change around the Bay currently. It's in the 60s now, San Francisco at 60, Oakland 61. In San Jose, it's 60. On the peninsula, 57. Marin County, 54 degrees. NEW News, anytime, anyplace.
You've just heard the Barney Lee edition. Next NEW News on the hour, big news as it happens.
NEW Notebook.
Here's what's happening this week in San Francisco. Theater of Man will offer an open workshop for actors to be held at Glide Memorial Methodist Church on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Anyone wishing to participate may register at that time or telephone 285-3719. The workshop will be conducted by Cecilia Lenneman and will stress body movement and ensemble work. KNEW can't keep a secret. Tell us and we'll tell everyone. Write KNEW Notebook, Box 910, San Francisco.
Ron Reynolds doing his thing on NEW.
That you should leave me. Don't try to forget. You and I never met. And before you fly, one kiss you tell me why. You've forgotten all the words that long as I've got you there beside me, long as you're there to stand and guide me, the love we share no one can ever tear apart. Long as I've got this life I'm living, long as it's you, I'm calling you, sweetheart. If my love for you can make you happy, just open the door and you won't see me anymore. And before you fly,
Reynolds. Good to be with you on a Thursday with music and fun and games and nonsense until 2 on KNEW. That's Engelbert Humperdinck and Sweetheart. And if you're an Engelbert Humperdinck fan, make a note here that our featured album will be one of the older Engelbert Humperdinck albums. In our third hour, that'll be between noon and 1, and I have some interesting information from the local Think Humperdinck fan club that I'll be sharing with you about his upcoming appearance in Las Vegas toward the end of the year, the first part of next year. Oh, we have a lot to do today. We'll get right into a fun and games contest before this hour is over. A chance for somebody to win another Parker Brothers game as we try to give another Nerf ball away. And remember that I have 102 Monopoly dollars in the KNEW Monopoly Money Jackpot this hour. 102 Monopoly dollars for you to remember. I'll be reading three names of Bay Area residents, so sometime within the next 25 minutes or so. And any one of the three can call me at 836-4566 or 781-9977 to win the Nerf ball. And if they remember, I have 102 Monopoly dollars in the jackpot. They also get the $25 Monopoly game. I know a lot of you have entered postcards in our Follow the Raider contest, and you're anxious to hear who we're going to fly to Kansas City for this weekend's Raider conflict. I will be announcing the winner of that contest in just a few moments. On the pessimistic side of the ledger this morning, we have that report from Harris Club, if you missed it. For the first time this season, the odds makers up there have made the Oakland Raiders underdogs, just to kind of hold our interest, I suppose. Kansas City Chiefs are listed as a 3.5-point favorite by Harris Tahoe Book for this Sunday's game against the Raiders. I'll tell you who follows the Raiders. Compliments of KNEW to Kansas City in a few minutes.
91.
If you live anywhere from North Beach to Hunter's Point, from Potrero Hill out to the Western Addition, you live in the 5th Congressional District, considered a nice, safe, Democratic district. And what has being a safe Democratic district gotten us all these years? Indifference, neglect. It's gotten us a congressman who voted against increasing the penalties for peddling hard drugs, who voted against cutting off federal funds to students who lead violent campus disorders, who voted against modernizing our postal service. From one end of the district to the other, we don't have more jobs, we have fewer jobs. We don't have better housing, we have worse housing. All we've seen an increase in are prices and promises. If you're tired of the same old line, don't vote the same old line this year. This year, split your ticket. This year, elect John Parks to Congress. John Parks, a doer, not a talker. Paid for by Parks for Congress Committee.
KNEW's hourly Star Time checks your horoscope.
April 21st through May 21st. Those of you born during this period, your sign of the zodiac is Taurus.
Taurus, work in harmony with offspring and other juveniles for best results today. Domestic interests are accented over late afternoon and evening, and give personal grooming what it requires today.
Listen to your stars next hour on KNEW. Produced solely for your entertainment.
All right, Raider fans, we have all the postcards, and just a few moments ago we conducted our drawing, and I want to tell Mr. and Mrs. Rod Lawton of 1169 Madigan Avenue in Concord to change their plans for the weekend. I don't know what they had planned, but we've got big plans for them, because theirs is the winning entry in our Follow the Raiders contest this week, and we're going to put you aboard a United Airlines jet Saturday morning at 11:50 a.m. They'll fly to Kansas City. They'll stay at the Hilton Inn in Kansas City. They'll have good seats for the Kansas City Chief Oakland Raider conflict, and they'll fly back to San Francisco International Airport 5:45 Sunday evening. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Rod Lawton, 1169 Madigan Avenue in Concord, California. You're a winner on KNEW. This is this hour's featured album, Jack Jones.
I like your brother. I like you. And you like me too. You'll get a preacher. I'll buy a ring. We'll hire a band with an accordion, a violin, and a tenor who can sing. You and me, you and me, babe. You and me. Baby brew from a
big brass cup. Someday he may be president. If things loosen up, you and me, you and me, baby. You and me, you and me, you and me, baby. You and me, you and me, you and me, baby. You and me, you and me, you and me, baby. I'll take the train into the city every morning. You may be plain, I think you're pretty. In the morning, some nights we'll go out dancing. If I'm not too tired, some nights we'll spend romancing, watching the late show by the fire. When our kids are grown, with kids of their own, they'll send us away. To a little home in Florida. We'll play checkers all day. Till we pass away.
Sure, I haven't forgotten all of you Jack Jones fans. That's from his L.A. Breakdown album of about a year and a half ago. And we'll bring it back for still another Jack Jones featured in this hour with L.A. Breakdown. 16 and a half minutes after 10, Ron Reynolds on a Thursday morning from KNEW. I thought you'd be interested in what APCD has to say about air conditions in the Bay Area. First of all, they say it's looking a lot worse than it really is. It looks like we have some heavy smog conditions everywhere. But actually, in and the North Bay Area, the prediction is for only light pollution today, according to APCD. And the Central District, light pollution. And the South Bay, moderate smog today. Bay Area weather, fair with little temperature change through the rest of the week. Highs today in the 70s, low tonight in the 30s. Winds will be light.
Wheel square cut? Now us Conklin brothers are supposed to carpet this entire fairground.
Well, why not, Carpethead? After all, we've been first in floor covering since 1880.
Right. Let's start over there by the Ferris wheel.
Okay.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I run this big Kiss for a Dollar booth.
We're from Conklin Brothers.
Yep.
We're going to cover this fairground with Everywhere Outdoor Carpet.
How nice. Either of you want to buy a kiss?
I do. Here's my buck.
Ouch. What was that?
Poor square cut. You should have taken the carpet tax out of your mouth first.
Come meet the Conklin Brothers today or tomorrow, but no later than that.
Now featured at Conklin Brothers is a brand new generation of miracle carpet fibers, meaning livelier colors, richer texture, easier care, longer life. Conklin Brothers of San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, San Jose, San Mateo, and Santa Rosa.
Well,
the commuter headed to Los Angeles, L.A. and vicinity will be sunny and warm today and tomorrow with high both days about 88 degrees. How's that for California weather in October? Low tonight will be 53. Leaving San Francisco Airport, it's clear with a 12-mile visibility. Clear and calm at a 12-mile visibility also at Oakland Airport. Back east, 39 and clear at sunrise in Boston. It was 44 and clear at the beginning of this day in New York. Philadelphia was 43 and clear. Washington, 52 and cloudy. 56 with drizzle in Atlanta, and Miami Beach, again, was 77 and clear. Oh, and if you're going to Kansas City, like Mr. and Mrs. Rod Lawton will be tomorrow morning to watch the Raider game Sunday in Poison, the weather in Kansas City, 42 and clear this morning.
Darrell Fates drops back. Here comes a blitz by the right linebacker. He's throwing deep. He's got a wide open receiver. Chester, touchdown Raiders!
This is Bill King. Professional football reaches a high point this Sunday in Kansas City when the Oakland Raiders battle the world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Anything is possible when these two collide, and Scotty Sterling and I will be there as usual to tell you all about it. You can hear it beginning at 12:40 Pacific Standard Time on KNEW, the home of the Raiders.
Pick up on Scotty Sterling and Bill King, your 50-yard line eyes for all the Raider games, brought to you by Central Valley National Bank and your Union 76 dealer. Follow the Raiders, and follow the station that follows the Raiders.
I may have inadvertently caused some panic at the Lawton House in Concord. I said their plane leaves tomorrow. No, they've got tomorrow to pack. The plane leaves Saturday. And they'll leave at 11:50 Saturday morning, be back Sunday evening at 5:45. We'll put them up at the Hilton Inn in Kansas City and give them a couple of good tickets to see the Kansas City Chiefs collide with the Oakland Raiders. And hopefully Daryl LaMonica will be all healed and ready for the action. 10:20 from KNEW as we bring back the Mamas and the Papas.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
Cass's voice stands out above all the others. The old Mamas and Papas, Monday, Monday, from Radio 9 is close enough. KNEW, where fun comes out to play. And for fun and games this hour, remember my Monopoly Money jackpot amount. If I call your name and you call me back, you can win, in addition to a Nerf ball, the bonus prize of a $25 deluxe Monopoly set by remembering that I have 102 Monopoly dollars in the KNEW Monopoly Money jackpot.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess, namely you, who dreamed of the lovely things she would buy with her blue chip stamps. She dreamed of electric coffee makers and lamps and clocks and rotisseries. Then, one day, like right now, she discovered her supermarket wasn't giving blue chip stamps anymore. There she stood with her half-filled stamp books and her unfulfilled dreams of toasters and tables and teapots. What to do? Well, she couldn't very well huff and puff and blow their store down, but
she could go over to Mayfair. In the happy kingdom of Mayfair, they're still giving blue chip stamps. Double stamps with coupons from Mayfair newspaper ads. So if you enjoy the things that you've bought with your blue chip stamps, and you want to shop happily ever after, now you know where the story ends.
Get more than you bargained for at Mayfair Markets.
Hi, this is Ron Reynolds doing a ring-in for Ron Lyons. Ron's fine, it's just that his voice has taken a little vacation. He'll be over his flu bug and back on the air 2 to 6 each afternoon very soon.
Ron Lyons, I sure hope you get better quick, because, you know, I want you to play some of my records. This is Glenn Campbell, and I mean, you know, get well quick.
In the meantime, KNEW continues National Ding-a-Ling Week. Check your Wednesday newspaper for full details, and remember, daily Ding-a-Ling winners get dinner for two at the Bratskeller, plus a Polaroid Color Pack 2 camera. And for the ding-a-ling of the week, a case of imported French wine. So get out there and do some dumb thing, and then tell Ron Lyons about it. I have your graffiti for this morning. After all these years, Timothy Leary has finally had a bad trip.
What say we take some of the rush away from Christmas this year, meaning the frantic last-minute shopping spree, so that we may enjoy this happiest of seasons that much more? Can do, you know. The current Family Circle magazine points the way in its special Gala Christmas gift section. Gala in ideas, yet budget-minded. For the imaginative gift maker, there's needlework galore, tote bags, matching scarf and glove sets, simple-to-sew toy animals. Oh, you'd rather not do it yourself? Family Circle makes a couple of motions on unusual notions. Inexpensive gifts from expensive stores, for instance, for the frugal yet label-conscious. And museum gifts to send for, a dandy way to avoid those crowded stores. All in the November Family Circle, featuring Christmas planning and scrumptious Thanksgiving menus. Now at the checkout counter of your supermarket. Look for the four-picture cover, roast turkey and all. This is Jack Sterling, inside Family Circle.
Hey, if you're handy with doing decorations and little fancy work, there's a project you can help me with. I want to enter a tree in the 20th Annual Festival of Christmas Trees, which is a fundraising project at the end of every year, the biggest fundraising project for Children's Hospital Medical Center in the East Bay. And it's an interesting thing. They've invited me to enter a tree, but the catch is I have to have some decorations for that tree, and I'm about as arty and as good at crafts as a guy with two broken left hands. So I'm going to be asking you to do me a favor between now and I think November 17th is the deadline for all the decorations. I want you to help me come up with little decorations for a Christmas tree that will be entered along with 200 others in the 20th Annual Festival of Christmas Trees. And I'll be telling you what kind of decorations I need, and maybe together this morning we can pick out the theme that will best represent the Ron Reynolds Show in Christmas tree form for the 20th Annual Festival of Christmas Trees. Be thinking about it, and we'll talk some more about it a little bit later on this morning, as soon as I have another cup of coffee and convince myself that I'm really awake. Paul Moriarty and Classical Gas. natural gas. And Paul Moriarty, 10:30 with Ron Reynolds on KNEW. Speaking of a classical gas, there's going to be a gas of a presentation at the Family Dog tomorrow night for the benefit of the Center for Creative Arts in San Francisco. It's their Transformation Witch Night. Whoopee! Oh, that'll be interesting. However, they have had some band changes, and they're trying to circulate the word about that. So let me mention that the lineup now for Transformation Witch Night on the day before Halloween Eve for the benefit of the Center for Creative Arts at the Family Dog. The lineup for bands now includes Om, Tower Power, Naked Lunch, and Joe Riccio. And I hope you'll help me spread the word around about that.
K-A-W, San Francisco. Like a little laugh surely helps.
On KNEW. Well, I've given him a shot to prepare him for the operation. It's truth serum, so tune in tomorrow morning and hear him tell the truth for the first time.
Happy New Day, KNEW.
You fool around. Listen, we're going to be featuring Ron Lyon's comedy album time right after we listen to this.
Since we're neighbors, let's be friends.
Here's the best thing that ever happened to a food budget. All Safeway stores now feature discount pricing on everything the law allows. Safeway's new discount pricing program enables you to save on your total food bill every day of every week. You'll find prices are now as low on Monday as they are on Saturday. So you can shop on the day you want to shop and save on every trip to Safeway.
Here from our Comedy Album Time library is something I haven't heard for a long, long time, and maybe you haven't either. Stan Freberg and John and Marcia.
John! Marcia! John! John?
Marcia.
John!
Marcia?
John!
Marcia?
John! Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
And after the reading the paper yesterday, I understand that can happen to you, too, if you simply give up smoking.
Three-city bomb attack. Blast wrecks Marin courtroom. Remember the news story? It happened one day after Phil Burton voted against a bill to stop the bombing terror. Phil Burton's record on the life and death issues of bombings, drugs, violence, and crime is a total failure. Just a few days ago, he voted against the Organized Crime Control Act of 1970, the Anti-Crime, Anti-Bombing Act. If you want to change what's happening, change how you're voting. This year, John Parks for Congress. John Parks. Now that's a change. Paid for by Parks for Congress Committee.
I have a new weather forecast that reads fair tonight and tomorrow. Lows from the upper 30s to the mid 40s and increasing clouds and chance of rain tomorrow night and Saturday. High tomorrow in the mid 60s to the mid 70s in the Sierra. Fair through Saturday.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Billy Fry?
I don't know. I've always wanted to be a psychiatrist. But then again, I'd like to do something useful.
Well, just so you're not a white-collar worker, Channel 7 is showing The Best of Everything with Joan Crawford on the 6 o'clock movie. This drama depicts the illicit affairs rampant among the white-collar set.
You better go tell my mother. She picks out all my clothes.
Tonight, see The Best of Everything with Joan Crawford and Louis Jordan, the 6 o'clock movie on Channel 7. Bobby Goldsboro and Watch Scotty Grow.
Sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclub, and you can have your drive-in picture show. Watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box. That's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock. But that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed. Old sleepy head, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
That's Bobby Goldsboro singing the moving song, Watching Scotty Grow. Or, I didn't know you could buy marijuana seeds from a burpee catalog.
Well, how about that? Ron Lyons proclaims National Ding-a-ling Week, and then he goes and gets sick. Lyons, that's a ding-a-ling. National Ding-a-ling Week continues, though, and during National Ding-a-ling Week on the Lyons Show each day from 2 to 6, each ding-a-ling winner gets dinner for two at the Bratskeller, plus a Polaroid Color Pack 2 camera. And the best ding-a-ling of the week will receive a case of imported French table wine. Check your Wednesday newspaper for full details, and check out the Lyons Show daily from 2 to 6. And P.S., Ron Lyons, get well soon. Everybody in the world wants you back.
Ron Lyons, I sure hope you get better quick, because, you know, I want you to play some of my records. This is Glenn Campbell, and I mean, you know, get well quick.
Going to reveal the Fun and Games name right after I ask you if you love the outdoor life. You'll be happy to know there now exists a private hunting, fishing, riding club for families who could never afford it before. It's called Rancho Tehama Reserve, and you can park your trailer or camper and hunt and fish in private. There's 30 miles of horseback riding through meadows and woods. There's your own sparkling lake alive with bluegill, crappie, and bass, with salmon, trout, and steelhead nearby. There's wonderful hunting nearby for deer, pheasant, quail, geese, and ducks. You and your family share 4,100 acres in this exciting hunting, fishing, riding, camping club with your own guarded gate and clubhouse. Right now, you can own a full one-acre home site at surprisingly low prices and on very easy terms. You can build a cabin or bring in your camper or trailer to a beautiful site on a hill, in meadowland, in woods, or beside a stream or fishing lake. You may have a family guest card entitling you to a trial use of all facilities for a wonderful weekend. The guest card and all information are free. Just write to Rancho, care of KNEW, Post Office Box 910, San Francisco, or call 391-9400 or 391-9400-COLLECT. Call right now to 391-9400 or 391-9400-COLLECT. All right, it's fun and games time, and the fun and games prizes for this hour are a Nerf disc, the world's first indoor flying disc from Parker Brothers, and if our winner knows how many dollars we have in the Monopoly Money jackpot, they will also win that super deluxe Monopoly game worth $25. What we'll do today is call out three names, and the first person that can call us within 5 minutes here at KNEW will be the winner. The numbers for Oakland and the East Bay, 836-4566. For San Francisco and the West Bay, 781-9977, depending on where you live. The three names are, number one, Glenn Griggs of San Jose. That's Glenn Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. The second name, Daryl B. McClintock of Santa Clara. Daryl B. McClintock. And the third and final name, John N. Warney of Milpitas. John N. Warney. The first person out of those three who can call me here at KNEW within 5 minutes will be the winner.
We've only just begun to live.
Minutes before 3 o'clock at KNEW. 190 United Crusade agencies helped more than 1 million people in the Bay Area last year. More people need help. Give your fair share to the United Crusade. Lloyd Walters, I'll be talking with you.
Reflecting San Francisco's good taste, KNEW.
Did you know that I'm looking for 6 guys to take to lunch at the Playboy Club next Tuesday? Well, that's the truth of the matter. But in fact, I need the help of you girls, because what I'm asking gals to do is send in the name of a guy they'd like to have me take to lunch at the Playboy Club next Tuesday. All you do is put his name on a card or a letter and send it to me, Lloyd Walters, King for a Day, at KNEW, Post Office Box 910, San Francisco. Come Monday, we'll draw 6 of those cards, and those will be the 6 guys that we'll take to lunch at the Playboy Club, and we'll watch the NFL football highlights and generally have a good time. One of those 6 also will be declared our grand prize winner, and he will receive at his place of business a haircut and hairstyling by perhaps the world's most beautiful barber, Patricia Fripp. Yes, he'll get a hairy trip with Miss Patricia Fripp from Sebring's of San Francisco. It's going to be a wild scene, so don't have your guy miss out. Get his name in here. Send it to King for a Day, care of Lloyd Walters, KNEW, Post Office Box 910, San Francisco.
The charms that are yours, like being marooned on an island far from civilized shores. You and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. No bells will be ringing, no telephone calls. Secluded cell of ceiling and walls, while dozens of males sit and chew their nails and hate me because I am yours in a room without windows, a room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two. Completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two. Completely wrapped up in each other, while the whole world ignores you and me.
Lawrence, and that's Room Without Windows from NEW. Right now to all our radio pals in
Fremont,
we are beaming love and happiness. I hope it is reaching you this very minute. Yesterday I mentioned that I'd seen some bumper stickers that said Harvey Wallbanger, which I think is a funny name, and I didn't know what it was. I had read about it and had forgotten. Somebody called fella called yesterday afternoon and reminded me that it's a promotional thing for some new kind of alcoholic drink, if you'll excuse me talking about that on the electric in front of you, Jim Tharp. I'm sorry. No wonder I didn't know about it. An alcoholic beverage. High C is about it. Well, maybe on New Year's Eve I'd have a couple of fingers of Snappy Tom. But that's about it. But who would have courage to go into a bar room and ask for, hey, give me a Harvey Wallbanger. You gotta be smashed before you go in, huh, to get involved with that. Well, listen, I'll have more interesting stories like this from your favorite pub right after my good friend and yours, Ron Baker. Oh, you teased your hair today, Ron. It looks very nice. Maybe tomorrow it's turn to tease you, okay? He'll have news for you, and then we'll be back with more of the Ron Lyons Show. Lloyd Walters sitting in feeling Ron today. Now cut that out.
Good afternoon, everyone. President Nixon is in Omaha, Nebraska, plugging for Republican candidates. Earlier today, he was in Rochester, Minnesota, campaigning against former Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Tom Girard, Metro Media News, was with the president at that stop.
Speaking for GOP senatorial candidate Clark McGregor, Mr. Nixon did not mention the former Vice President by indirectly criticized him. At a time when Americans are examining our society, when they're looking at the old programs that have failed in the past, when they see how much we have wasted on those programs, no matter how good intentions they are, they don't want to go back, they want to go forward. And it's because Clark McGregor is a man of the future, a man that will carry you forward. That's why I am for him for the United States Senate in the state of Minnesota. Despite Mr. Nixon's efforts, it's believed that Humphrey will win the Senate race. This is Tom Girard traveling with the president.
Tonight.